There's an amazing statement here that Jesus says in John's gospel, this really kind of theologically rich gospel. I always kind of struggled with for a number of years. It says, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified?" You know, that when, as soon as Jesus pronounces, "Judas, it's time for you to do what you're doing, do it quickly." One of the closest friends, one of his closest disciples, goes off and betrays him in a profound way and goes and calls the angry servants to come and have him arrested and crucified like a criminal. And we look at the cross, it's utter humiliation. They mock him. They spit on him. They scourge him. It's this horrible scene, and Jesus describes it as the time for him to be glorified. Yesterday in the Office of Readings, we had a little sermon from Saint Augustine, one of the great theologians, and it's quite a beautiful passage. I'll just read to you like a little sentence or two. "So far from being ashamed at the death of the Lord our God, we must have the fullest trust in it. It must be our greatest boast. For by assuming from us death, which he found in us, he pledged most faithfully to give us life in himself, which we could not have of ourselves." What he's saying is this cross, we look at it and we trust it and we glorify it because the cross is victory. In the first reading, the prophet was told that he will be a light to nations, the arrowhead on the quiver, the Lord's ready to fire, and it's this beautiful reading that God has a purpose. And what Jesus is saying to Judas and to his disciples, now's the appointed time in history where Jesus will accomplish the very purpose he came for, the victory, the triumph that he will win, even over death, even over the power of evil, which we couldn't do ourselves, which we need him for. He's about to be glorified in that way. So we as Christians, as St. Paul says, we boast in the cross. Yes, this is humiliating, this horrible event. We look at it and we say, yes, we boast in that because for us that's triumph, that's victory. That's God accomplishing his plan. That's him doing it at his appointed time. He taught, now's the time to Judas. It's his appointed time. The Gospels make it very clear that Jesus, it's his will. No one's forcing him to do it. He's laying it down himself. And this is the appointed time for him to overcome even death and sin and be glorified. Amen.